Here's another example of a sample intake progress note for an adult. And again, this is also known as our assessment note. Again, you will see that the code is 90791. The amount of time it took to provide the service was 80 minutes, and other time, which would be the note writing time, was 14 minutes. So color-coded throughout the note are the components of medical necessity, which again are required to be in every assessment note. In blue, we have the symptoms and behaviors associated with the primary diagnosis of major depressive disorder. Note again that the nomenclature and ICD-10 code of the diagnosis is also included, similar to the note that we previously looked at. In purple, we have the functional impairment statement, and in green, we have the final component, which is clinical intervention specifically identified. Now let's take a look at the components of each section of GERP. A goal is not required again, so staff indicated the purpose of the assessment session. In the intervention, we see that the therapist indicated again each section of the assessment document that they gathered information and assessed for. Again, this is important in part to also justify time, as I stated earlier. You will also note that this is an example of an assessment that took place and being completed in one sitting, which also allows staff to engage in the treatment planning with the client and develop treatment goals in the same session. I want to remind you again that this is possible, however, it's not necessarily a common occurrence. Please remember the rule that the assessment must be fully completed and signed prior to starting the treatment plan. The response includes how the client responded to the assessment and treatment planning, and also take special note of the statement that the client denied suicidal and homicidal ideation, which should always be clearly documented, as I stated in the previous slide. In plan, aside from including the clinical intervention, staff also indicated when the next session was, and again, this is useful for tracking purposes. The information in an assessment note must again always mirror what is in the assessment document, so please make sure that the information correlates with each other. And again, please take a minute to review this note in its entirety.